The Whispering Books. In the small town of Whispering Pines, there was a magical library known to very few. It wasn't magical because of enchantments or sorcerers. It was magical because every book had a story that could speak directly to the heart of whoever read it. In this library, there lived a tiny bookworm named Webster, who loved nothing more than a good tale. One quiet morning, Webster was awakened by a peculiar sound. It was the of ancient pages turning all on their own. His curiosity piqued, Webster scampered down the rows of shelves until he found a large, dusty tome that seemed to call to him. As he nibbled on the corner of a page, that of a faraway land began to fill the air. With each munch, the music grew louder, and vibrant images popped out from the book, revealing a hidden world within its pages. Webster found himself in an adventure story, with knights bravely trotting on their hair, steeds and the distant creaking as it lowered. His eyes widened with delight as he explored castles, danced in royal feasts where sounds hinted at jousting tournaments outside, and even discovered secret passages behind tapestries. But soon the sky darkened, bringing an unexpected twist. The sound of a echoed in the distance, causing all the characters to freeze in fear. Yet Webster, small and brave, decided he would help the kingdom. He crawled through the pages, up to the dragon's lair, and learned that the dragon was not mean, it was just lonely. Webster promised to visit the dragon often and tell its stories from the other books. With peace restored, the library lifted this special book onto a pedestal, as Webster had shown the true magic of stories, bringing hearts together, no matter how different they are. When the of friendship had been poured, Webster found himself back in his library home, surrounded by whispers of gratitude from all the books. From then on, children came from all around to hear the tales of Webster's adventures. And the library was no longer just a quiet building with books. It was a place where every child could find a courageous little bookworm and a dragon who loved stories, hidden in the magic of that and friendship.